Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today grew up right here in Iowa, but he took his songwriting talents to the Twin Cities, where he has been hailed as one of the best local writers in recent decades. His latest release is called Davenport, Iowa. Please welcome back Doug Collins.
Wish I could write a song about a train. Wish I could write a song about a train. How he keeps moving and never feels no pain. Wish I could write a song about a train. Wish I could write a song about your heart. Wish I could write a song about your heart. It's got me so confused I wouldn't know where to start. Wish I could write a song about your heart. Oh, those train songs all sound the same. Just climb aboard and your troubles go away. Well, I'm stuck here day after day. Wish I could write a song about a train. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, those train songs all sound the same. But just climb aboard and your troubles go away. Hey, well, I'm stuck here day after day. Wish I could write a song about a train. Wish I could write a song about goodbye, bye, bye. Wish I could write a song about goodbye. But when it comes to you, it'd be damn lie. Wish I could write a song about goodbye. Wish I could write a song about a train. Wish I could write a song about a train. How it keeps moving and never feels no pain. Wish I could write a song about a train. Wish I could write a song about a train. Hey, I wrote a song about a train.
Thank you. Thanks.
Song About a Train. That's the title of that.
That's the title of it.
Very simple. Why not just say it straight out?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to add anything, any accoutrements to it. You know, just said that. That's what it was.
Doug Collins on our stage on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Doug Collins, this time no receptionists.
No receptionists.
Wanted to hear you solo.
Oh, thank you so much.
The receptionists are hard at work earning livings.
Yeah, they're making money. And I'm here on Iowa Public Radio, ladies and gentlemen. So happy to be here. And
we're glad to have you with us. Find out more about his music at DougCollinsMusic.com. Receiving a lot of acclaim. Also, especially around the Twin Cities, where you're living these days.
Yes. Yep.
And we'll hear some of the songs that have been creating some attention in recent years that you've penned there. And it was interesting, because we were trying to find a date to have you come back.
Yes.
And I mentioned this date, and you said, oh, that would work fine, because I'm coming to Iowa to dog sit.
Right, because... my parents are the most Catholic people on the planet, and they decided to go see the Pope in Rome. So I needed to
You're
go down.
You're not pulling my left.
Right.
Is true.
So the Catholics go to Rome, and the lapsed Catholics dog sit. So I am down here with my parents' dog right now.
So it could be a coincidence of the universe that we're doing this show, and they are having audience with the Pope.
Sure. I. Yes, I'm going to be positive and say that's exactly what they're doing right now. I hope so. The dog sitting was very interesting. I did not realize that my parents treated anyone like some kind of you know, decadent French aristocrat, but that dog is treated like a god. And I was just like, why? What? Why did my parents do this for me when I was young? Where's my velvet?
You would have been
Bella?
Ruined. You wouldn't have turned out as well.
That's so true. And you I'm very thankful. My parents are wonderful people. I want you to all know that.
Doug Collins, let's go back to music. Break it up with a little bit of chit chat, but not too much, because we love your music so much.
Oh,
Davenport,
you.
Iowa, your latest release, lots of, we'll hear that title track, but other ones as well. And you're working on a new thing. But let's talk about that later. Let's go back to music.
So you want me to play? Is that what you're saying? I didn't know if you were like talking about music or just.
Let's enjoy it. Let's spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that. All right. This is a song off an old record of mine. This is called Last Broken Heart. She walked out and said goodbye. Didn't even wonder why. It's the same end after every start. And here I am alone again, wondering if I'll ever win. And I'm down to my last broken heart. I thought I'd have enough, but these hearts, they ain't so tough. They always seem to fall apart. And I'm practically positive that something's got to give. And I'm down to my last broken heart. Oh, I'm just so tired of this. If I only had one wish, I'd make this all go away. Watching my whole world fall apart. And the one thing I know is true, I don't know what the hell to do. And I'm down to my last broken heart. I'm down to my last broken heart. Thank you. Thanks so much, everybody. Thank you. I need to decaffeinate up right now, so hold on one second. All right, I'm going to play. This is off my last record, Davenport, Iowa, and this is one that the Star Tribune was nice enough, the Minneapolis paper, to vote one of the best songs of the year last year. And as soon as I told a friend of mine that, it was sort of that in December, and then in January, he said, well, that's so last year. So, you know, how soon they forget. So, it's 2016. Let's move forward, but it's still a good song. I wrote it because, well, come on, Iowa. They were on the cutting edge of that. Way to go, home state. I love you. All right, this is called Lesbian Wedding.
My sister went to a lesbian wedding, met the man that she is still with today. It was for some friend of a friend in some work department she didn't know, but now she can say that I have someone in this lonely world. I'm not alone. I can make it In this lonely world, I'm not alone. No, I'm not alone. No, I'm not alone. I always wondered what the scene was that day. How was the weather and what music did they play? Can almost hear their quiet responses when those lucky lesbians turn to each other to say that I have someone. In this lonely world, I'm not alone. Can make it in this lonely world. I'm not alone. No, I'm not alone. No, I'm not alone. We've all stood on the precipice, looked into that lonely pit, wondering if we could escape, hoping that it's not too late. So that's exactly what happened with my sister, her friends, and the lesbians all on that day. That's all I know of my lesbian weddings, but I hope I find one so I can finally say that I have someone. In this lonely world, I'm not alone. And I can make it. In this lonely world, I'm not alone. No, I'm not alone. No, I'm not alone.
Thank you. Thanks so much, everybody. Thank you. Well, so we're working on a new record, which is exciting. It's we finally had money to do it instead of in my guitar player's basement. So it was just like, hello, let's live it up. We did it in the studio that I like to tell everyone that the two big hits were recorded there. Surfin' Bird was recorded there. And so was 6 Days on the Road by Mr. Dave Dudley. So, you know, if you want songs about, I guess, travel and water and pa-pa-pa, oom-mau-mau, I went to the right place. This is one of the new ones off of this. I have no idea why, but I was emptying the dishwasher one day, and the very first line of this song popped in my head. I don't know if I was in a good place or not, but I got a song out of it. It's called Change the Sheets. You change the sheets right up off the bed. They're right there on the floor. Does it mean something more than you said? You change the sheets, and this room's a mess. What happened here? Can you tell me, my dear, or do I have to guess? You got a familiar look on your face. I know I've seen it before, but it's something I can't place. You change the sheets, so I have seen. What does this sudden change in your cleanly arrangements really mean? Why, oh, why, oh, why'd you change? I know where I've seen
seen that look before. It was on my face the last time you walked in the door. You changed the sheets, you're not the only one. Why are you so surprised that even I've had some fun? Oh, why, oh, why'd you change the sheets? I know now why you changed the sheets. You changed the sheets. You changed the sheets. You changed the sheets.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Hope everyone's doing well out there today. I was really sorry to watch the Hawkeye game when they got actually pummeled. I'm not much of a sports fan, and I couldn't talk to my parents for like 2 weeks afterwards because they were just, I think, wearing black the whole time without the gold. So it's good to be back in Iowa City, let me just say that. And this is a new one of mine. This hasn't been recorded yet, but it's called Fall in Love.
Something wrong with you, and hey, I have been there too, wishing, wondering, worrying if it's true, wishing, wondering, worrying if it's gonna happen to you. If you wanna fall in love, 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 you gotta take it when it comes. Well, you want it to come to you. Well, really, we all do. Hoping happenings hit us on the nose. Hoping is about as far as that is gonna go. If you wanna fall in love, 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 you gotta take it when it comes. There are two words that you should know. One is yes and the other one is go. The other one is go. Afraid that you might lose. So what else you gonna do? Thinking things that you might say. Well, thinking ain't gonna help you too much anyway. If you wanna fall in love, 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 you gotta take it when it comes.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.
The Jazz Department is back. Overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists and have been doing that since 2001. Our shows are recorded before a live audience, most often at the Java House in downtown Iowa City before a live audience, Friday afternoons, the usual time. Find out more about our events, our broadcasts, and our podcasts. Yes, if you're driving around listening to this, if you're in your kitchen listening to this, wherever you are listening to this, you may also go to iowapublicradio.org and download it as a podcast and listen to it. It doesn't wear out. It's not like vinyl. It doesn't wear out.
It's going to be out there forever. Thank goodness.
It is.
Thank goodness.
Doug Collins with us. Davenport, Iowa, his latest release. He's working on a new one. Doug Collins, a native of Iowa. Of what town in Iowa?
Eldridge.
Eldridge. Towards Davenport.
Right. Very close to Davenport.
And now you immigrated to...
Emigrated up to the Twin Cities via, I lived in Boston and then moved out to the Twin Cities about blah, blah, blah years
You're still
ago.
An Iowan through and through.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell that because you felt the pain of that Rose Bowl loss.
Oh, boy.
And you've evidently...
And I called home the other day to talk to my mom. She said, oh, can we call you back? The Hawks are on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, so in my family, I guess it goes Hawks, Pope, dog, and then Doug. So, you know, right. I'm still on the list, so I'm very happy about that.
If you didn't catch the first part of the program, Doug is here performing through, it's a miracle. We could say it's a miracle.
It's a papal miracle, ladies and gentlemen. Catholicism still works, folks.
This is no joke. Doug's parents are actually in Rome visiting the Pope.
They are.
And Doug was called from the Twin Cities down to his Eldridge home to dog sit.
When call, I heeded the call from the Holy Father, my dad.
Let's go back to music, Doug Collins. A wonderful hour. Doug also has a band, The Receptionists. They're not with us this time. Maybe they'll be with us next time.
I would love that.
When you launch your new album and go on your nationwide, worldwide tour.
Worldwide tour. Yes, exactly. If the worldwide considers Iowa and Minnesota, then yes. And it will be a worldwide tour, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here's another new one of mine. You know, when you're writing songs and, you know, you try and get your inspiration from anywhere you can. And, you know, friends of mine, you know, you talk to them and they're going through these things. And then you're always trying to be, you know, at least I do, try and be a supportive friend. And so you just say, okay, you know, you listen to your thing. And then it's just like, you know, I'm going to write a little song that'll be about that. And then as soon as I got done writing this song, I was just like, I was not writing that to my friend. I was, the mirror was right in front of me when I did that one. So, this is called Halfway Through. Every time I start to feeling empty, reaching out for things already gone, the will to give up is so tempting. When you feel you don't belong, then I get halfway through and I know I'm gonna make it. Halfway through and I know that it's okay. Halfway through and I know I can take it. Halfway through, yeah, I'll make it through the day. When I'm feeling down and so low, and things are as bad as they seem, I keep turning over my pillow, wondering what happened to my dreams. Then I get halfway through and I know when I make it. Halfway through, yeah, and I will be okay. Halfway through, yeah, and I know I can take it. Halfway through, yeah, I'll make it through the day. We all hate the moment, doubled up in pain. It sure hurts, don't it? But we'll feel good soon enough again. Thank you.
only sound I hear after midnight is the whisper of failure in my ear. And I don't want to see the daylight, thinking that it might make things too clear. And I get halfway through and I know that I can make it halfway through, yeah, and I will be okay. Halfway through, yeah, and I am gonna take it halfway through, yeah, I'll make it through the day. Halfway through, na 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 na. Halfway through, na 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 na. Halfway through, na 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 na. Halfway through, na 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 na.
Thank you. Thanks so much, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Well, here's a new one off, not one that we recorded. We were recording for the new record, and I wanted to have a slow song on there, and I didn't know. We tried one. It didn't work. Blah, blah, blah. And then I was homesick with a really bad head cold, and I wrote the song in like 20 minutes. So I called my guitar player, drove out to the wilds of western Minnesota, and recorded it. So the nice thing about hearing this now is I can breathe when I'm singing it. So it might have a little different tone to it, but still, it's good stuff. I'd like to think this is a new one called Call on Me.
When you're sad and lonely, waiting for the night to end, you can call on me. When bad is the only thing, you can call your friends, you can call on me. You may think it's bad, oh, and it might be, but it's not so bad. You can't call on me when you're feeling down and low, and that's how it's gonna be. You can call on me. Think it's bad, oh, and it might be, but it's not so bad. You can't call on me when you're feeling down and low, and that's how it's gonna be. You can call, you can call. Call on me.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. So this is the first track off the new record. We recorded it, and so it's like one of those things that you just like, we had all hopes for this other song. This is going to be our best song on the record. And then we recorded this one, and then all of a sudden this song ended up being the best song on the record. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what that teaches us, but I thought it was fascinating. Thanks for listening. It's a new one called Been There Before.
Yeah. It's so good to see you. Glad you let me know that you had time to get together before you'd go. But this fading evening has left us wanting more. It's that whole feeling, we've been there before. We tore each other up, the heartaches and the lies. I see the scars and such in each other's eyes. Still we look closer, knowing what's in store. Oh, this ain't over, we've been there before. I know how you've been, the same as me. I know you wanna go to bed and not wake up alone. Dawn may seem far away, it's too close to ignore. Oh, why don't you stay? We've been there before. I know how you've been, same as me. I know you wanna go to bed and not wake up alone. Dawn may seem far away, it's too close to ignore. Oh, why don't you stay? We've been there before. Oh, why don't you stay? We've been there before. We've been there before.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks so much. Thank you, thank you. I'm going to do the title track off my last record, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to write a song about having some place to go back to, and I was very lucky that I had I kid my family, I do, but I'm really very lucky to have them in my life, and I had some place to go to. And also, from a technical perspective, I wanted to see how many times I could try and rhyme the word Iowa in a song. And so, yeah, put those two things together. Ladies and gentlemen, you got a song called Davenport, Iowa. And here it is. Thanks so much.
Well, I'm packing my bag, maybe even two. Yes, I'm packing my bag, 'cause I'm leaving you. Where I'm going, well, it might surprise you. I'm going back home, Davenport, Iowa. Well, I know I swore I'd never go back there, but I'm so broken down, I'm so broken down, I don't even care. And this pain sure can drive you all the way back home, Davenport, Iowa. got to be better. Oh, Lord, it has to be. Well, I guess we both were a little stunned about how quickly this all came undone. And I tell you, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm going back home, Davenport, Iowa. There, I don't care as long as I won't be alone, alone, alone. Well, first thing I'm gonna ask is if anybody they'll have me back. And this is the last time that I'll say goodbye to you, 'cause I'm going back home. Oh, I'm going back home. Yeah, I'm going back home. Home to Davenport, Iowa. Davenport, Iowa. Oh, Davenport, Iowa. Yeah, I'm packing my bag.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. I'm Ben Kiefer. We're finishing up the hour with Doug Collins, and he lives in the Twin Cities now. He's a native Iowan, and we have a few more songs.
I do.
Five or six we have time for. We'd love to hear.
All right.
I don't know. There's some shorter, some longer in your repertoire.
I will play. I don't know. Now I feel like the pressure's on me. I gotta write that long yes-like song that'll be
I think you work well under pressure.
I do.
My guess. Like, speaking of that, you know, I always get the question, and I always wonder myself, not being a singer-songwriter, performer of music, is how have you? You seem so comfortable in front of an audience.
Really? That's a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, if I took off the shirt, you won't want to see it, first of all, but soaked, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, really?
Fear sweat. Thank you so much.
You're nervous now? No.
Oh, sure.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Really?
You just got to barrel forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
So I am nervous as insert swear word here. So, yeah.
So I guess my question is not really a very good question, because I was going to ask, when did you, how did you become comfortable with being on stage?
Yeah, it's, first of all, you know, if you do it a lot.
Yeah.
And I try and do it a lot. You do get comfortable. I mean, I'm not uncomfortable. I realize, you know, sometimes they tell you, like, when you're having a bad time, that you're supposed to visualize, like, your perfect space. Yeah. I realized that I should be performing more when my space was like a little stage.
Right.
So I do feel very comfortable up here, but I'm still nervous because I'm just like, who's that guy on stage that's talking so much? Oh, it's me. Oh, so, you know, you just got to let it go. And
do you ever have a crash and burn on stage that you never want to talk about?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have, and we're not going to talk about it now. So that's perfect.
Okay. I wanted to mention, at this point, too, since we're coming to the end of the hour, Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Mitch McAndrew assists me in producing this show and makes it happen here on Iowa Public Radio. It's Java Blend,
Yay. And
we're glad to have Doug Collins back. We're glad to hear about the new album. We'll be looking forward to hearing about that coming out. Find out more at DougCollinsMusic.com.
Great.
And I had to ask, you sang Davenport, Iowa. That's the title track to your last collection of music that you put out and the last song that you sang.
Yep.
And you said, though, that at the beginning you're from Eldridge.
Yeah.
Now, did Eldridge not have enough syllables to fit?
That was part of it, seriously. And also, I just, you because know, Eldridge I always feel like Davenport was always the big town, you know. I was, you know, where I was from, just like you would cover up saying you were from Eldridge, or else if you were from Maysville or McCausland, the other small towns, you'd probably say you were from Eldridge, and then say they're from Davenport.
I see.
So so when people say, are you from Iowa, I say that I'm from the Midwest.
Then you don't get any questions like, where's that?
Right. Oh, and they're the place that grows potatoes. Seriously, I lived on the East Coast, and I realized that, thank God, Iowa has a great public school system, because I would never ask that question. So, and also, I was...
You don't ask Bostonians where are the beans growing.
Right, exactly. They would not have appreciated that. But this week, I was also proud of my upbringing, because I was going to play a gig, and I went to the bar early. It was caucus night, and somebody came up to me, and they were wearing a Hillary sticker. We started talking about the caucus, and they were just like, boy, you know a lot about the caucus. I said, well, I'm a native Iowan, so they bought me a beer. So thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, Iowa Public School System.
Back to more music. Let's round off with some more original music by our guest, Doug Collins. So glad to have you with us, Doug.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I really have enjoyed it. All right. This is a new one of mine, ladies and gentlemen. This is called, I call this the Catholic song. This is called The Answer's No. Here you go.
Does he look at you with joy in his eyes? Does he touch you with heat and surprise? Does his heart beat in time with you? Do you feel the same way too? If the answer's no, 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 then there's something you should know. If the answer's no, you gotta let go. Does he hold you the way you should be held? Is he patient and kind to you as well? Does his heart beat in time with you? Do you feel the same way too? If the answer's no, if the answer's no, if the answer's no, if the answer's no, the answer's no, then there's something you should know. The answer's no, you gotta let go. Go out, are you satisfied? Do your hopes and dreams and his all coincide? If they don't, baby, honestly, just turn around and you'll see me. And I won't say no, 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 and I won't say no. And there's something you should know, and I won't say no, and I won't let go, and I won't let go, and I won't let go, and I won't let go.
Thanks so much, everybody. Thank you. Well, I play, I try and play out a lot. It's good for me. I like doing it, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, when you're with a band, it's hard to get four schedules lined up a lot. So I end up playing a lot of solo shows and then as many as I can with the band. But when you're playing solo shows, you have these songs that you write and you're wondering where the band is. So so for other instruments, you sometimes have to, you know, do things you would never thought you would have done. So this is one of those songs that highlights that. This is called What Can You Do?
He said love was a wonderful thing, but I don't like the pain that it brings. He took a drink, he didn't say anything. What can you do? He thought he'd say something nice when the bartender spilled some ice. He didn't think that he could say it twice. What can you do? What can you do? What can you do when it's Tuesday night? It's too early to turn out the light. Keep on trying till you get it right. What can you do? What can you do? She laughed a little too easily when he said something casually, and then he pushed it inappropriately. What can you do? What can you do? What can you do when it's Tuesday night and it's too early to turn off the light? Keep on trying till you get it right. What can you do? What can you do? Said he was busy, so he said goodbye. He was thinking she probably lied, but he went home and he cried and he cried. What can you do? 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 What can you do?
Thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'm just going to do a couple more, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for coming down here today at the beautiful Java House in downtown Iowa City. Yeah, come on, everybody. Clap for yourselves. You're great. And, of course, more for attention than I am, I just soak that stuff up anyway. So thank you so much. I got a couple more for you. This is a brand new one. I haven't played this one out a lot. I'm a big fan of the old-time songwriters, you know, Johnny Mercer, Rodgers and Hart, et cetera, et cetera. And I tried to write a song. I was watching Barbara Cook, who's this great, great singer. And I was just like, why can't I write a song like that? So we'll find out if I did or I didn't. But this is a new one, once in a line of questioning songs, called What's Happened to Me.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Everything has changed, you see. My blues have turned black, it seems. Oh, what's happened to me? Well, I'm feeling like I'm hanging. hanging on a thread. Wish I could do something instead of always wondering, oh, oh, what's happened to me? It's you're gone, oh, you're gone, and somehow everything still carries on. Since you left, I'm so spent, I can't go on, but I will, I guess. Sun goes up, sun goes down, another day without you around leaves me down on my knees. Oh, what's happened to me? You're gone, oh, you're gone, and somehow everything still carries on. Since you left, oh, I'm so spent, I can't go on, but I will, I guess. Sun goes up, sun goes down, another day without you around leaves me down on my knees. Oh, what's happened? Oh, what's happened? Oh, what's happened to me?
Thanks so much, everybody. Thank you.
That's a very nice song. Very sweet song.
Thank you. Doug,
I like that one. Doug Collins, finishing up the hour. We hope he has one more in his bag.
I do.
Original works here. Doug Collins, originally from Eldridge, Iowa.
Yes.
Sometimes he says Davenport.
I say Davenport.
Visiting us at the Java House on Java Blend, courtesy of Pope Francis this week.
Yes, it is. I got the papal blessing.
This is true.
Right.
Doug's parents are visiting are making a papal visit.
They are, but they're over there with my sister and one of my aunts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you are dog sitting. We didn't even determine. We know this dog is pampered, but we didn't figure out what kind of dog it is. So please.
It's a West Highland Terrier or, I don't know, small.
Terriers, they're yippy dogs, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think? Yeah, yeah. That dog sees a squirrel and then just lets me know all about it for hours. So it was very fine. Willie is his name and was a very good dog. So, Mom, you need not have worried. She should have.
Willie, you said.
Willie.
What are you afraid? When you drive back, you're dog sitting now, even though you're on this stage playing.
My sister, one of my sisters who lives in Bettendorf, Iowa, took the dog. And already has sent pictures to everyone to let them know that she took the dog. So, this is the talk I've heard from every single one of my siblings this week. They're all worried. I'm not a pet person. So, but still, everything's good. It's all good. It's all good.
Find out more about Doug Collins' music by going to his website, DougCollinsMusic.com. Go there often.
Often. Please do. I have a new record coming out February 20th. It's called Complicated Compliments. So please, it'll be on iTunes, Spotify, blah, 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 blah,
okay,
blah.
We'll make sure we have you back with your receptionists.
Yes, we will try and do that.
One last question.
Yes, sir.
That I'm sure you've never been asked before.
I've never been asked this before.
Straight out of left field, right field? We don't know which field.
I'm not much a sports guy, but I'll run
Which question do you get asked more often? You know, did you know that you look like Buddy Holly? Or do you know that you look like Stephen Colbert's brother?
Ooh.
Which one?
Buddy Holly.
The Buddy Holly one?
Yeah. There is one picture of me that a friend of mine gave me, just like, you look exactly like Stephen Colbert. So, but that usually it's Buddy Holly. So I'd rather look like a 22-year-old any day of the week. So I'll take it. A 22-year-old musician who's great. So, yes.
Doug Collins, please come back again. Thank you so much. Let's hear it for Doug Collins.
Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. All right. Like I said, I go out and play a lot. I try to. And I play a lot of hootenannies and open mics. And they're just great. And they're really supportive and helpful. And I wrote this song about that. This is called My Friends.
Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something about my friends? They pick me up when I wanted to give in. Can I tell you something about my friends? Well, I was down. Lord, I was laid out on the floor. But guess what? They helped me up. Got me going right on through that door. Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something about my friends? They picked me up when I wanted to give in. Can I tell you something about my friends? Well, I was lost, thought no one could hear me call. But I was wrong, oh so wrong. Well, they heard and helped me, all of them all. Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something about my friends? They picked me up when I wanted to give in. Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something about my friends? Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Can I?